DJ King with the Hollywood Sling, where I'll be doing my thing, showing you how the spotlight is not always so bright, here on Penguin Radio. Oh, the first story we're going to be covering is a story with Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian. It's a family feud, I would say, between a mother and daughter. On the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I guess that Kris Jenner and Kim K go at it. And I'm...
Well, thank you, DJ King, for not introducing me. This is Harper Clementine from Good Day from the Bay. I am here with DJ King talking about all the Hollywood slang.
All right, so did you hear about the thing I just talked about?
About Kris Jenner?
Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian.
They're so sleazy. Yes, I heard you.
Right. But I guess on the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians this year, they have, because Kim and Kanye have been living with Kris Jenner, and I think for about like a year and a half or 2 years for their house, they're waiting for the house to get built. So they are having a feud because they just moved into their new house, and I guess Kris Jenner was noticing that she was missing some cookingware and silverware in her house, and she confronted Kim about the situation and went to her new house to see if she took her silverware and cookware from her, and Kim would not let her own mom into her house.
Over cookware?
Cookware.
That's weird.
That's what I said. And then I guess Kris Jenner allegedly threw a rock at Kim's house and shattered a window. And right when she shattered a window, Northwest started crying.
Wait, was this was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yes, on the new season.
Oh my.
I don't know. I like the show, but I also feel like everyone says it's kind of fake and it's kind of scripted.
I've never ever been a Kim Kardashian fan, nor a Kardashian fan in general.
Really?
Oh yeah, I think they're absolutely terrible.
I don't think they're terrible, Harper. I feel like maybe the show can improve and be more real, but I feel like the show itself is okay.
I've never been a fan of the show. I don't think I could. It's just too trashy. It really puts the trash in trash reality. I mean, especially with Kim Kardashian, I'm not a fan with her whole claim to fame and the sex tape. It just, I don't know. She hasn't really had to work for anything. She just kind of got things handed to her. I could have a little bit more respect for maybe Khloe Kardashian just because she gets probably the brunt end of the stick, and she's always constantly getting knocked down by the media, but always comes back super confident. She's like worked her way. She's worked at the store, Dash.
That's true.
Dated or married Lamar Odom. I don't know. I'm just overall not a huge fan, but I could be a Khloe fan.
So moving on to our next story we have is with, you know, Benji Madden and Cameron Diaz.
Yes, I love them. Oh my gosh.
But did you hear about Benji getting his a tattoo of her name on his chest?
Oh, I am such a, I hate it. My pet peeve, just for everyone to know out there, my pet peeve is when people get tattoos of
Mine
people
too.
They're with, especially when they're married, because it's like just the kiss of death.
And it's huge. It's like written in this whole cross. It's like this swirly cursive writing. And I was just like, you're going to mark your body for that. What if you guys aren't even married?
They haven't even been married for that
January
long.
January 5th, they got married.
Oh my
gosh. Of this year. And I'm just, I feel like.
And they weren't even together that long before that. It's not like they've been dating for years on end. Oh my goodness. I don't even think his brother Joel Madden got Nicole Richie's name tattooed on him.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my Atlanta.
I know, they've only been married since January 5th, too. That's only, a month?
No, well, a little over a month, but
that's
there's some
really
fast
soon.
Pacers over here. Good, jeez Louise. Like, has nobody heard of, like, a courtship? Like, you have to ask them on a date, and then maybe go on a couple dates, and then have an anniversary, like a one-year anniversary, not a one-month anniversary. And then, I don't know, if you really like them and you can, like, stand them, like, looking like poop all the time and, like, smelling bad, I don't know, then maybe make them your wife or husband or whatever. But
not after a month. And also getting a tattoo after.
Well, they were
after.
Only dating, like, 6 months.
But still, that's kind of...
It's just weird.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, I'm not agreeing with it at all.
Yeah,
again, it's my pet peeve.
I don't agree with that either.
All right, give me a new story.
All right. Our next story we have is with Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa.
Oh,
about
I
their
love
son's
her.
Birthday party.
Oh,
his
I
name's
heart
Sebastian.
Her.
And Wiz Khalifa was throwing a party for both of the parents and the kids. So
wait,
they would
Wiz
both
Khalifa threw a party for him and Amber Rose?
No, threw a party for their kids so they can be together even though they're apart.
Okay, okay.
So he thought maybe they could be civil and have a party for their their son Sebastian. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really nice of him to go out of to do that for his son. But Amber Rose never brought him to the party.
You know what? I don't know, obviously, everything about the situation, nor do I know either celebrity, but I don't feel bad for Wiz Khalifa. I don't know. I think Amber Rose is a classy lady. I really enjoy her, and you know what? With her little Kardashian feud recently,
we will be discussing some more of that
later. I'm Team Amber. I mean, she is awesome.
Really?
I really like her. I don't know why. I checked out her Instagram for like the first time ever because I didn't really know who she was besides like those vodka commercials.
Of course.
And I'm like, who is this girl? And I looked at her Instagram. She's just so like laid back. Like she doesn't need to be in the spotlight all the time to be relevant. And that girl's got some killer curves.
I agree TBH. With that one. But still, I feel like if Wiz Khalifa went out of he did that for his son, you can at least bring the child to the party where all the family was there and everything.
But do you know what? All we know is his side. We don't know her side. Maybe he said something horrible to her. You know? Like if you had a kid and somebody, your significant other, said something to you that was horrible, or like just if they said anything degrading to you, or just
that's
like
true.
There was something that had gone down. I mean, when you have the power like that, you'd be like, heck no. Again, not saying it's right, but we don't know what happened.
That's true.
I'm just Team Amber. I'll fight to the death for her. Unlike Kim, I'll push her into the little circle of lions. God, take Kim Kardashian. Anyway, we are listening to the Hollywood Slang with DJ King. I'm Harper Clementine from Good Day from the Bay. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Why that's what you want to do.
This kid and I intentionally went on his Facebook. I had to go like his page to download a couple of his remixes, and I begged him, we need you to get down with the Diplo and Friends. His name's Kygo. You might have heard him. Massive remixes. He keeps it around 100 BPMs. It keeps it sexy. I've been playing his Marvin Gaye remix out a lot. His Ed Sheeran remix has racked up over 2 million plays on SoundCloud. This guy is got his own sound. That's what I love on Diplo and Friends, when someone is 100% original. And we got this guy right now, Kygo from Norway.
Kygo, exclusively on One Extra on Radio 1. Radio 1.
rest of me is down. You enchant me even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm latching on, babe. Now I know what I have found.
So we're close enough. I wanna lock in your love.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Harper Clementine, and you're listening to Hollywood Slang with DJ King. DJ King, give us a new story.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. The next story we're going to be talking about is another Amber Rose story. You should be happy, Harper.
I am not complaining. I am not.
And it's the Twitter feud between Amber Rose, Khloe Kardashian, and Kendall Jenner. We've all heard what's been going on with Amber Rose and Kendall Jenner. If you keep up with Twitter.
Have we all heard? Because I don't know
have
what's going on.
Heard?
I have not heard. Okay. I've been so busy with like finals or midterms or whatever. See, I'm like so flustered. I don't even know what finals I'm taking.
Oh, this is going to be news for you.
Yeah,
then.
Fill me in. Give us a clue.
Okay. So on Twitter.
On Twitter,
Kendall and Amber have been having. Kendall and Amber Rose have been having feuds. So Amber Rose said that Kendall Jenner is a baby and she needs to be in bed by 7 o'clock, and that.
Wait, how did this get provoked? Why is Amber Rose attacking Kendall Jenner?
Because Kendall Jenner is dating.
Is dating or Kylie? Are you talking about Kylie?
No, Kendall.
Okay, so what about Kendall?
Is dating.
Is dating who?
Is dating Amber Rose. I mean, is dating Tyga.
That's Kylie. Kendall's not dating. What are you? You're getting your sisters all mixed up.
I am.
Oh my goodness. I'm not even a Kardashian fan. Come on.
Okay, so
together.
Kylie and is allegedly in a relationship with Tyga, which is Amber Rose's best friend's ex.
Okay.
So with all this Twitter beef going on, she took a stab at Kendall and said that she was a baby and she needs to be in bed by 7 o'clock, and that Tyga has a baby already. And that he has a beautiful
Tyga woman. Has a baby?
Yes, he does. He's
what?
Actually kind of, he's a cute kid.
How old is Tyga?
I think he's like 20 something.
Oh my gosh, that was something I just learned today. Wow.
Really?
Learn something new every day, guys.
So she's just mad that she already has a beautiful wife, well, ex, and a son, and that she doesn't need to be hanging around with a little 16, 17 year old.
You know what? I will say I'll agree with Amber Rose, not just because I like her, but that is
no,
so true.
Too.
I think Kylie Jenner has really like outstepped her boundaries, and she's trying way too hard to compete with the market of people who are just, they don't want to compete with her. She's 16 years old and she's trying to play off some 30-year-old vixen. And I mean, as a 20-year-old female, when I was 16, I mean, yes, you want to be older and yes, you want to dress up and look your best. But at the same time, like, I enjoyed just getting my license and being in high school and like not being able
exactly.
to do certain, like, I didn't want to rush growing up. I mean, I wasn't against it, but I wasn't like, make me 30, mom.
But I feel like the lifestyle that the Kardashians and them live, they have to kind of grow up really fast.
But that
they
is just so
something.
Pathetic. It is so pathetic.
But
I think,
you know where kind of,
I know I totally get it. And I think Kris Jenner is probably the most horrible influence on them because she's the momager. I mean, she's their
yeah.
man. She blurs the line so much, but everything. I just think that's what makes them absolutely desperate. They try too hard to be sexy and like the it people all the time, but at the same time, they have no material. They get so irrelevant so mm-hmm. fast, and then they're constantly thinking of trashy ways to stay
just,
relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just, it's boring.
But, okay, so after that tweet, Amber Rose tweeted to Kendall, Kylie, I mean, Khloe then became the big sister and mm-hmm. stepped in and told Amber Rose that she shouldn't be going after her little sister for something that she can't control. If Tyga and her like each other, that's not something Amber Rose is a person to say that they can't date or be in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of agree with that or no?
I think
it was good that Khloe stepped in. Because, I mean, Amber Rose is attacking someone who's a lot younger than her. And she
But do you
be.
Know what? When Kylie decided, and I'm not... I mean, I have a younger sister, so I'm totally for like defending your younger sister against people who are trying to go after them. But at the same time, when you're a celebrity and you're purposefully putting yourself out there, because it's not like Kylie is an actress or a singer or she's just out there minding her little business, twirling her pigtails. Like, she's purposely creating attention, whether it's posting questionable Instagrams or going out with Tyga doing these questionable things. She's putting herself in that predicament to have criticism. And as everyone's First Amendment right, I mean, you have freedom of speech and expression. And Amber Rose has every right to feel... Yeah. I'm bothered by it. I mean, because now knowing yeah. how old Tyga is, that is gross. He's 26 with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And I mean, well,
I think
that's weird. That's gross. Like, do you know what? Like, yes, there's people in the world who date older than that, but that's just a little weird.
Okay, but with this being said, as I said, when Chloe kind of backfired back at her, mm-hmm. she said that she quoted Amber Rose in an interview with Fox saying, "I was a stripper since I was 15. Please don't worry about my."
But Amber Rose was a stripper?
At 15.
What? So that's legal?
Chloe tweeted that on her Twitter and in quotes, and like put it, and this was at Fox because that's what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So Chloe then ended up saying, "Please don't worry about my sister who has a career and her shit together at 19.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
They're kind of, I feel like that's kind of where the bomb was ignited. And.
Well, hopefully everyone can just get over themselves and just move on. Because, I mean, in the grand scheme of life, this is just petty drama, you know? It's just another attempt for the Kardashians to stay relevant. And again,
but that's what they're saying about Amber Rose, that she's doing this for a moment of fame.
You know what? I don't agree. Because Amber Rose actually does jobs. Like, she goes out, she does commercials, she models. She's putting herself out there for relevant reasons. The Kardashians pick a fight, and that's why they're in the news. You know?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen him in the news for doing some like outrageously like successful business campaign? Never.
That's true.
It's always for like drama or plastic
stores.
Surgery.
Dash
stores were so 2005. I have not heard about anything since 2005 when they first started with Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The only way the Kardashians stay relevant is through plastic surgery. Outrageous plastic surgery at that. Yes. And drama. And to me, that is just boring. That makes me snooze. I don't care about that. We get enough of that in high school and college. We don't want to read about it. Like, do something interesting.
I really like the Kardashians. After hearing all this from you, I really am, like, having second thoughts
about
all this.
I am just the preacher of anti-Kardashians. Like, I am out there to just get everybody's head straight. I got to get your head straight.
That's crazy.
I can't be hanging out with you if you like them. Gosh, I would put a huge rift in our friendship.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't want that. And also, another story we're going to cover is 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, gosh.
This is like the biggest thing that everyone's worrying about. The book, the movie just came out. Like, everyone is so...
Can we just take a side note really quick? I had this epiphany moment. I am, like, dressed in all black. I mean, I do like all black. But I'm dressed in all black, and I am just, like, I think it's really channeling this, like, dislike in me because I just don't like anything today. I have like
you
an
really
opinion.
Have not liked
like,
anything right
I'm
now.
Pretty neutral. I'd like to say I'm pretty Swiss in that sense, but I am like just not liking anything.
I guess not.
Hollywood's really ticking me off. I should write a letter
about the 50 Shades of Grey. Have you read the book? Have you seen the movie at all?
No, absolutely not. I think it is so. And don't get me wrong, I was totally a cult reader with like Twilight, but I was in middle school. I mean. But, you know, I was in middle school, and what middle school person doesn't, like, fantasize on hopeless love that, like, you know, it's like,
true love.
It was modern day Romeo and Juliet with a twist of Halloween in it. Like, how exciting is that?
Exactly.
And so, I mean, I'm totally for cult reading, but, you know, I just, my age, I mean, I'm 20 years old. I don't want to really read about people getting whipped and hit. Like, that sounds terrible. I mean, I hate getting a flu shot. Like, I don't like it when my mom used to, like, spank me. Like, why would I want to read about that? Like, that's terrible. Like,
but, like, according to my friends, they've read the book, they've seen the movie, and they said that they were really let down by the movie because it was not like the book at all. And that's kind of like Twilight, I feel like, because I read all the Twilight books. I watched the movies, and it wasn't really similar. The books kind of described more of the characters. Everything that was going on in the movies kind of just shut a lot out.
See, my opinion on the like this, just as, a, like, an outsider, mm-hmm. in a more professional sense, like a production piece sense, I would say that this movie or this book was a terrible book to turn into a movie because it was so explicit,
mm-hmm.
and it had so much graphic, like not really violent, but just like it had a lot of graphic parts to it that there's no way you can capture the atmosphere of that book to the truest sense in a film.
Uh-huh.
It would be porn. It would not be allowed in theaters. And so I think they really had to dilute the whole content of the book to put it in theaters. And I think for the people who read the book, what made it so intriguing was that graphic, super like explicit nature. And that's not in the book. And then for kids who were going thinking it was going to be cool because everybody else has read it, they're probably like kind of scared. Like,
yeah,
I mean, but I don't judge. I don't judge. I am like very open minded with my friend. Like, do you know what? You do you, as long as it doesn't hurt me and doesn't hurt you or doesn't like kill you. And because I guess you do get hurt in this scenario. Yeah. But I mean, I just don't judge. But I just, in my opinion, not a great movie. And it just, I mean, E! News even reported that Valentine's Day, it had the most highest grossing February film debuts ever. Mm-hmm. Absolutely a chart topper. However, the following weekend for 5 days straight, the sales went down 75%.
I heard that
that's
too.
Almost a full 100. That's almost that's gone. Like, people got over it. I mean, it was such a fad and people realized it was a stupid one. So
exactly.
They were over it.
Thank you, Hopper. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang. We're going to go to break, but tune in when we come back on Penguin Radio.
Radio.dominican.edu. Like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Clap along if you feel like a running out of roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is.
This kid and I intentionally went on his Facebook. I had to go like his page to download a couple of his remixes, and I begged him, we need you to get down with the Diplo and Friends. His name's Kygo. You might have heard him. Massive remixes. He keeps it around 100 BPMs. It keeps it sexy. I've been playing his Marvin Gaye remix out a lot. His Ed Sheeran remix has racked up over 2 million plays on SoundCloud. This guy is got his own sound. That's what I love on Diplo and Friends, when someone is 100% original. And we got this guy right now, Kygo from Norway.
Kygo, exclusively on One Extra on Radio 1.
Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn over. Oh. should die tonight. We should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time. Golden out father, oh, prepare as we will. Watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire burning the breeze. And I hope that you remember me.
Diplo and Friends on Saturday night. One Extra Takeover.
And we're back. I'm DJ King with the Hollywood Slang.
And I'm Harper Clementine. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
So we got breaking news that if you guys watch American Horror Story, you know who Meep is, right?
Yes.
You watch American Horror Story?
I do. I'm like a serious hardcore American freak show freak.
And I guess today he passed away at 34.
I saw that. Oh, Meep, for those of you who followed the show, he was the Birdman in Freak Show this last season, season four. He was only a part of the cast for about, I'd say, 3-4 episodes. Yeah. And then he made a couple little guest appearances in previous seasons.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and the head injury was just super, it was not coincidental, but it was just super sudden.
Yeah, it says that he was hit, he was four feet, four inches.
Yeah, he was on the smaller side of the spectrum, but reports haven't cleared up if he was, like, crossing the street and a car was moving and he hit his head on the mirror, or if a door was slammed, like, if someone opened their door and hit him with their mirror. It wasn't really clear, but it's just really shocking, and rest in peace, me. Yeah, we're going to miss you on the next few seasons of American Horror Story. So, moving along into another yet sad story regarding death. For all of you who are huge Gleek fans, like myself, we all remember when Corey Monteith passed away 2 years ago. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes, that was a very sad, sad episode where they gave that tribute about Finn. However, Glee has had its last day of filming ever this weekend, and no one was sadder to say goodbye to than Lea Michele.
That is so sad.
Lea Michele was the former girlfriend of Corey Monteith, and the 28-year-old actress took to Twitter and Instagram the past couple of days to share photos and thoughts about the end of the show. She said, quote, "Last day at Glee tomorrow. It's been the most incredible 6.5 years. I'm going to miss Rachel Berry so much," end quote. Michelle wrote along with a Glee cast photo featuring her and Monteith. She left and added on Twitter a picture of her whole cast, everybody from when Corey was alive, and just really was having a little bit of nostalgia. And it was said that she was given Finn's jersey, aka Corey Monteith's jersey, to go home with as a memento.
That is so nice.
That just gives me goosebumps. Yeah. They were forever in love, and he just accidentally overdosed in Vancouver, Canada. So
that show's been around forever. I remember watching it.
And
show,
it's like, done. Could you imagine how sad it is for her, knowing that what brought her and her former boyfriend or ex-boyfriend together?
Over.
Yeah, it's done. She has to really say goodbye.
Oh, that's isn't getting that me just, choked up.
Yeah, I'm like, shoot, my fake eyelashes are going to fall off. Getting all emotional. I'm going to ruin them.
So another story we have is, Apple just came out with new emojis. Like, if you guys know the emojis of, like, the boy and the girl.
And there's the best friends and the family.
And the thumbs sticking
and
up.
And they have,
thumbs
like,
up.
Asian and African. No, they didn't have African American.
They did
Asian.
Have African. Wait, no, they just, now.
Yeah, now. They, like, yeah, just, they don't just Asian, have the Asian, old people. I mean, it was very kind of blah.
Yeah.
A very gray area.
But now they came out with
racially diverse emojis.
That's what they said. Racially diverse emojis. So there's an Asian one.
There's
a white one. A Mexican one. And then like a little more darker one. African American one.
They really like took skin color to the serious extent. Like they took probably every color shade. However, there was one
that
emoji.
Just really just stuck out.
That
me and
really,
Harper
really bothered
me. Really.
I mean, I understand. I mean, I'm half Mexican, half Caucasian. So I understand
like
there's a difference. I mean, my one side of my family is very, very fair and the other side's very, very tan. That's just how it is. But in this, it really bothered me looking at the Asian emojis because, yes, it is, quote, racially diverse. However, I was so offended that they made the color of the Asian emojis yellow.
Like they are really the color yellow.
I mean, in derogatory terms, that you would refer to someone like that as a yellow. I mean, it's just
it's
wrong.
It's just really rude.
I feel like they took a very racist stereotype and applied it into the emoji. I mean, I've never looked at an Asian person and said, wow, you're really yellow.
Like, that's like, not something.
That's really wrong. Like,
the emoji just is not a good.
That's like saying that a white person's pink.
Yeah, like, it's not.
Like what, were you stuck with the, like, primary color of crayons and you just had to pick a color? Like,
I don't know
heck?
What Apple was thinking when they made those emojis come out.
I just think it was so inappropriate and so wrong, but who am I to judge? I mean, you guys may feel different about it, but I just know it really personally bothered me to see that it was a yellow face on an Asian person. That
exactly.
was just wrong. So wrong. But that was me. Right. I don't know what you thought about it.
I mean, I don't think it's right, but Apple's going to do what Apple wants to do.
Maybe they'll get a big fat lawsuit.
Maybe. Another thing we're going to cover is the Oscars.
So mad I missed the Oscars, but I had Twitter and Instagram
we had everything
to help.
Social media keeping us updated.
Yes, we did.
But there was a lot of slips, I heard. There was
Oh my gosh. There was two Hollywood wardrobe malfunctions that really stood out to me and that I caught right off the bat and were all over Twitter and Instagram immediately. The first, you will never guess who. She was a winner of last night's Oscars. Emma Stone.
Really?
Emma Stone flashed her coochie.
She flashed it to all
like,
the audience.
I mean, she luckily had undergarments on, so she wasn't pulling a Britney or a Paris. However, she had a very high cut dress.
Yeah, I remember saying it was like,
and there's a picture where you can clearly see her undergarments.
That is just, I don't.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Yes.
At least she caught it though.
No, she didn't, because she's like, she was like fixing her dress and like was picking up like the slit, like to like adjust it.
Yeah.
And had flashed millions of photographers who had all caught it. But luckily, again, she had undergarments on, so it's something she can recover from. Everybody has a little accident. But the other one I was very surprised about was Maroon 5 headman Adam Levine's wife, Bahati Prinsloo.
Really?
She flashed her boob.
Just
like,
she fell
just
out.
It just like it was a very sheer dress, and it just she kind of flashed it.
Just
I'm like, how do you make that kind of mistake at the Oscars?
I have no clue. That is just.
That's very, very unprofessional.
I mean, it usually happens.
She's a model.
Though. You hear about
but
it, though.
But she's a model. You know, she's a model, and she's very familiar in the world of wardrobe malfunctions and recovering, and how to prevent these kinds of accidents. And I don't think she really cared. She either didn't care, or she didn't know.
Hopefully, she didn't know, because if she doesn't care, that's kind of bad.
I'm just saying, it's just its own world. But there was a lot of best dressed people going around.
There was. Did you see Christina Aguilera?
I did not see Christina
She looked
Aguilera.
Amazing.
You know, I give her kudos because that girlfriend.
She bounces back from weight. Like, sometimes she'll be heavy, sometimes she'll be skinny. But right here, she looks like, I feel like, the best she's ever looked.
She definitely fluctuates in weight, but she's definitely proportioned now.
Oh, she definitely.
We're looking at a picture now. For those of you who did not catch her at the Oscars, she I will describe it for you. She is in a tight, form-fitting white gown. It almost looks like snake skin. It looks like snake skin, but the undercoat is a sheer nude, and then like the top, almost like the scales are like just all white, glittery white. She has her hair in a slicked back high ponytail, blonde, her bombshell blonde ponytail. Yep. Gray eyelashes. She's got
all
a
her
clean
accessories
manicure.
Are silver.
All of them are silver and shiny, and she just looks like an queen.
She looks amazing, and I'm so happy for her.
Me too.
She gets so much of the bad rap for being overweight or anything, and now look at her. She's better than ever.
She's proportioned. She's proportioned and cleaned up. My personal favorite from last night, though, was Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you seen Gwyneth Paltrow?
I have not.
I am a fan of Gwyneth just because she is so clean cut. She is just very classy, always put together. I mean, that girl could wear a brown paper bag and she would still look good. Still look classy. And she wore this very pretty, tight, form-fitting, about to the hips, pink dress. Had a one sleeve, long sleeve side, and then she had like almost like tulle or like, I can't really, it's like tulle, kind of like a tulle buildup on her shoulder.
Oh,
very
yeah,
sleek,
yeah, yeah.
But that pop of pink is just so fun and flirty.
Fun and, I like that, fun,
yeah,
and,
fun
flirty.
And flirty. Like, it was just different. It was different than the red and the beige we kept seeing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I still think Christina Aguilera took it home. Mm-hmm. I feel like she looked.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm DJ King. This is the Hollywood Slang, and we're going to break. Tune in.
I'm Harper, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
We'll be right back. Christine Santana here for E! News Now.
Chloe!
Tear it down. They're the first to come and the last to leave, working for that minimum wage. They'll set it up in another town. Tonight the people were so fine. They waited. Sweet, but I can hear the sound of slamming doors and folding chairs, and that's a sound they'll never know. Roll them cases out and lift them amps, and haul them trusses down and get them up them ramps, 'cause when it comes to moving me, you know. Champs, but when that last guitar's been packed away, you know that I still wanna play. So just make sure you got it all set to go before you come from my piano.
Three out of four teen smokers who Welcome back, everybody. This is Harper Clementine, and you're listening to Hollywood Slang with DJ King. We're going to go into our next story in regards to the Bruce Jenner car accident that happened just a couple weeks ago. It was absolutely devastating for those of you who did not hear. After lots of media and just reports circulating about Bruce Jenner alone and his transitioning into becoming a female, Bruce hasn't really been able to catch a break. However, he had just recently gotten into a car accident which resulted in one fatality. There was a young lady in a Lexus right in front of him on PCH in Malibu, where he was running from the paparazzi, hit her back of her car, where she hit another car. And because of the impact of both hits, the lady in the middle in the Lexus had spun into oncoming traffic and was fatally hit. Bruce Jenner is now being looked at under investigation for what happened, but we have Khloe Kardashian with E! News telling everybody exactly what just happened. Well, I guess we just lost our audio bit of Khloe. I don't know what the heck happened. Basically, Khloe goes on to say that the family has taken a hard hit from this whole media ordeal and that they just can't seem to catch a break. However, Bruce is doing fine and he's fully complying with the police squad and the force and investigating what exactly is going on. So we just keep our thoughts and prayers with Bruce Jenner at this time, as it is a seemingly very hard time. And it's something we hope that he can recover from, because he is looking at possible vehicular manslaughter charges.
Yes, it's not very good.
So it's kind of a scary situation. I mean, even though I've expressed my strong dislike towards the Kardashians.
You still got to have some sympathy for them.
You got to have sympathy. I mean, he's not a Kardashian. He's a Jenner.
That's true.
So thoughts and prayers with Bruce Jenner. Hopefully he can pull through. And thoughts and prayers with the family of the lost victim.
Exactly. Well, I guess that's all we have for the show today. I'm DJ King.
And I'm Harper Clementine. Thanks for listening, guys.
And this is the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you. Christian.